It's me, Tony T, and this is your Nerd of God Daily Devo. My wife and I went to a youth ministry leaders mixer last night that happened to take place at one of those video arcade restaurants. You know, the ones, they're like Chuck E. Cheese's, but for grown-ups. After dinner, we had game cards charged up, which, by the way, are so much easier than hauling around tokens, and we tore that place apart. We spent almost an hour just playing the ticketed games like Spin the Wheel, Winning Tickets, Whack-a-Mole, Win Some Tickets, and my personal favorite, Skee-Ball. So we were winning all of these tickets, which were also conveniently stored digitally on our card, and at the end of the night, we went to redeem them. Their little gift shop had a lot of cool stuff, from toys to knickknacks to pretty fancy gadgets. And as many tickets as my wife and I had corporately accumulated, we still ended up looking at the low-end Cracker Jack prizes like Finger Traps and Laffy Taffys. Of all the things that we wanted, and as good as I felt that I did at Skee-Ball, we just couldn't afford to pay the price for the good stuff. Well, the good news for you and for me is that in life, there is a price to pay to have peace and hope and a right relationship with God. And no matter how much that we labor, no matter how good the works we do are, whether we're holding a handful of worthless tickets or a pile of shining gold, the reality is that the only price that can cover our shortcomings and our sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19 says, "We were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from our forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ." Ephesians chapter 1 continues, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace." Galatians 3:14 says, "Christ paid the price so that the blessing promised to Abraham would come to all the people of the world through Jesus Christ, and we would receive the promised Spirit through faith." So don't just stand there with your tickets in your hand looking at all the things in life you can't have. Christ came to give you life, life abundant, eternal life in him. And the good news is the price has already been paid, not with tickets, not with tokens, but with his life. That means that you are more than just a Cracker Jack prize. You're his treasure. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, please visit us online at www.nerdofgodcast.com or come hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated gifts with you. If you'd like to hear more, you can listen to our full show on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I gotta grab my tokens and get up on out of here.